With Reno Public Radio News on NPR One, I'm Bree Zender. Women of color, specifically Indigenous women, led the way for the second annual Women's March in Reno on Saturday. Indigenous women and girls from tribes across North America stood in a single line stretching across the blocked-off streets downtown. Each was wearing brightly colored dresses, decorated with traditional beading and small metal bells that jingle when they move. Behind them was a crowd of about 10,000 protesters, according to the Reno Police Department, waiting to start marching for women's rights and various other progressive issues. But rather than marching, the women and girls danced their way down the protest route. One of these dancers was Teresa Melendez, who lives in Reno. She's a tribal member of the Pukagon Band of Potawatomi, which is from the Michigan area.
The jingle dress is a ceremonial dance, and it's a medicine dance. So it's like, man, they wanted to start this event with good energy, with prayer, healing, and just like that feminine energy.
By asking Native American women to lead the protesters, Reno March organizers wanted to call attention to the issues specifically Indigenous women often face. Activists say they are three times as likely to experience sexual abuse and 3.5 times more likely to be a victim of a violent crime. March organizer Mylon Hawkins says march leaders, along with Native groups, wore red to the march.
The reason for the red is in remembrance of the missing and the murdered Native American women. No recognition is ever made when a Native American woman goes missing or is murdered.
19-year-old Megan Lynn Lewis was also wearing red to support Indigenous women. She kicked off the rally before the march with a speech.
On a daily basis, I see at least three things that ignite my outrage. The first one being, always being, the racist rhetoric coming from the highest official office. The second one being the normalization of this rhetoric by a certain political party. And the third one being the consistent threat to my family, whether it's attacks on healthcare or nuclear fallout.
Lewis was born and raised in Reno and became active in politics during the 2016 primary season when she was 17. She says it's an improvement to see women of color in Reno, such as herself, being prominently featured and physically leading this march.
I think that this year there's a lot more attention on it from our community. And I think I can't speak on every woman's march, but I think that this women's march definitely stands for all women's reproductive freedoms, all women's freedoms in general. And I think that, you know, we should be a definite role model to every other march because we're pretty incredible here in Reno, Nevada.
In addition to the Reno March, there was also a march in Kings Beach. Just a heads up, there's some language that may be offensive to some listeners. One of the protesters in Kings Beach is Zuke Pfluger. She also makes pussy hats, those pink beanies with cat ears that women's march protesters often wear. She was born in Germany and has lived in the U.S. for 25 years. She says she's afraid that in the actions of this administration on immigration, that history may repeat itself.
One of my grandfathers was a big Nazi. The others were all what we call Mitläufer, which are people that just didn't say anything and just did the Nazi stuff. And so I really wanted to do something.
Marches around the country highlighted national movements like the hashtag MeToo campaign against sexual harassment and violence and resistance to restricted immigration. You can find pictures from Saturday's march in Reno at our website, KUNR.org, and on our Instagram, at KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.
Our secret!